Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for Twit's annual audience survey, and we want to hear from you. Please visit twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. It only takes a few minutes, and your anonymous feedback will help us make Twit even better. We thank you so much for your continued support. twit.tv/survey.
This is Android App Arena, episode 39 for Wednesday, April 1st, 2015, System Tweaks. This episode is brought to you by Lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/arena. That's lynda.com/arena. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Now, first, right off the top, I know it's April Fool's Day, and I think I originally had the idea to do an episode featuring a collection of some of the best fart apps currently available for Android. But what can I say? This voice inside told me that maybe that wasn't such a bright idea. Another idea I had was to do all of my app footage on an iPhone, see if anyone noticed, you know, not say anything about it, just let the footage fly, pretend like nothing was up. But guess what? This is a System Tweaks episode. And if there's something that any hardcore Android fan will tell you about the platform, it's that some of the, you know, neat tricks that you can do, the tweaks that you can do with the OS simply aren't possible on an iPhone. So today I will triumphantly show off three ways you can tweak how your Android device works, complete with a no April Fool's trick guarantee. Let's take a look at this week's roundup. First, let's talk about a little service. You may have heard of it, called Google Now. Back in the olden days, the way one would launch into Google Now was to swipe up from the bottom of the screen, and that was nice. But then the Google Now launcher was, well, launched by Google, and that put the Google Now console in the leftmost home screen. Swiping up from the button still launches Google Now, but many people would rather that swipe action do something else entirely or nothing at all. Put your hands together and welcome to the stage, Now Gesture Tweaks, an app that brings customization to that action. Literally, all you have to do is launch the app and tap Select Action. Then pick from the lengthy list of alternate actions. To name a few, you can launch any app on your device or jump right into the camera. You can set it to kill background processes if you really want to do that. You can turn on or off a number of settings like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, automatic screen rotation. You can have it turn off your screen or start a voice search. Or by selecting multiple actions, you can stack them so a number of things kick into play when swiped. And finally, if you hate that swipe, get rid of it entirely by selecting nothing. Take control of the Google Now swipe. Check out Now Gesture Tweaks for 99 cents in the Play Store. Now, one of my absolute favorite system tweaks right now gets used practically anytime I make a phone call with my device. Now, I know what you're saying. Who uses their smartphone to make calls anymore? Let's just say that in the off chance you ever make a call on your device, this app is going to make you smile, especially if your call requires you to do things like enter in codes and navigate phone trees with your dial pad. The app is called Speakerphone EX, and it's designed to make your speakerphone smarter. Once it's active, the app will use the proximity sensor on your device to determine when the phone is near or away from your face. With the phone up to your ear, you'll hear the calls as you would expect normally. When you pull your phone away, Speakerphone EX will automatically activate the speakerphone function, and you'll begin to hear the call through the speakers. There's little lag time when the switch happens. It's almost instantaneous, so you don't miss any information when you transition between states. Beyond that, there are a few other useful features as well. For example, Auto Answer will answer the incoming call when you bring the phone to your face automatically for you. Auto Hang Up, when you set the face down on a table or when you close the cover of your phone's case, it's going to hang up the phone. And there are a few alerts, so you get a nice little beep when a call ends. You can find Speakerphone EX for free and a pro version for $1.50 in the Play Store. Finally, let's talk about notification spam. You know what I'm talking about. You install an app or a game, usually a game in my own experience, and then over time you unlock your phone and find a new notification telling you how you should totally come back to the game and purchase coins or something awesome like that. Ever since Jelly Bean 4.1, we've had the ability in Android to disable notifications on a per app basis, and it's not that difficult to do, but sometimes you want the hive mind to pool its resources and make bad notifications go away automatically. Such is the case with Smart Notifications, an app that gives you a bit more granular control over spammy notifications. Sometimes apps drop multiple notifications when a single notification would have been totally fine. Smart Notifications will actually automatically merge those into one for you. You can also set up times during which no notifications should get through to minimize noise when you need less distraction. And once you grant the app notification access, you'll see a number of your most recent notifications with actions that you can apply to future notifications from those apps. You can ignore, which dismisses those notifications automatically as they come in. You can mark it as spam, and it'll be hidden from your notification drawer going forward and be whisked away to the spam notifs area of the app. And any notifications you mark as spam will also be shared with other users who encounter the same type of notification. That's peer-to-peer notification spam management. And you can exclude apps from Smart Notifications control. You can find Smart Notifications for free in the Play Store. Now, obviously, the beauty of system tweaks for Android is that there are a ton of them appearing all the time. I've done this episode before in the past. It's a regular theme that I want to come back to regularly. So if you have any apps that fit this category, send them my way. Email me at arena@twit.tv. As always, you're awesome, and thank you for being awesome. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. That is lynda.com. Lynda.com is for problem solvers, for the curious, for people who want to make things happen. Maybe you want to take better photos, build a better website, master Photoshop, or sharpen your negotiation skills. Lynda.com has everything you need to feed your curious mind. Some of the courses that I recommend, especially to fans of this show, there's up and running with cloud service APIs. There's using Java to program the Google App Engine and Android Studio Essential Training. They also have an app. It's an amazing course. It's called Building a Note-Taking App for Android. It actually teaches you how to create a complete mobile note-taking app from start to finish. Within hours, you know, you're going to create a working app and learn the basics of Android development while you do it. Personally, I've learned new video editing platforms like Adobe Premiere. I've learned how to soundproof my home studio effectively and enjoyed a ton of nerdy audio production tutorials. What can I say? It's my thing. With a lynda.com membership, you watch and learn from top experts. They're passionate about teaching and it shows. You can stream thousands of video courses on demand. And you learn at your own pace. Courses are structured so you can watch them from start to finish, or you can consume them in bite-sized pieces. You can browse around through each course and using their transcripts to follow along, or you can search for an answer and skip right to that point just by clicking on that part of the transcript. You can take notes as you go, refer to those later. You can download tutorials, watch them on the go, and that includes access on your Android device or your iOS device. You can create and save playlists of courses that you want to watch to customize your learning path and share with friends, colleagues, and team members. Your lynda.com membership gives you unlimited access to training on hundreds of topics, all for one flat rate. Whether you're looking to become an expert, you're passionate about a hobby, or you just want to learn something new, I want you to visit lynda.com/arena and sign up for your free 10-day trial. That's lynda.com/arena. And we thank them for their support of Android App Arena. Okay, the big app this week is not a fart app. It's a long time coming, though, for Android users, and I think it is well worth the wait. Let's take a look. Now, for the longest time, I've considered Twitter to be my RSS reader of choice. Now, I realize that Twitter is actually nothing of the sort in reality, but I use it in a very similar way. It's how I monitor breaking news and stories for the many shows that I produce here at Twit. That's why I'm particularly excited to see Nuzzle, news from your friends, finally get its Android app. Nuzzle allows you to sync your Twitter and Facebook accounts, and from there, it analyzes the links and stories that your friends and contacts have shared most in the past 24 hours. The thought being that if a bunch of friends are sharing a particular story, you should probably read it so you aren't left out next time at the water cooler. Each story is presented in its own card, along with a row of avatars at the bottom of each friend that shared that story. You quickly get a sense of what's important to read. Tapping in, you get the option to read it in a text-based format, or you can switch to the website view if you prefer. Tap that row at the bottom and you can actually read all the tweets or updates from your friends that contained a link to that story. There's also some related resources and a list of other stories shared by the same people. And that's all inside of the first of your feeds. That's news from your friends. It gets even deeper when you broaden the scope to friends of friends. And beyond that, news you may have missed. You can also dial into any specific person to see all the links they've shared, cutting out all the other stuff like at replies. That makes it easy to scan through their shared stories and not have to read all that other junk. Nuzzle also has a very nice material design. Check it out for yourself. Check out Nuzzle in the Play Store for free. We did it! We made it through an April Fool's Day episode without any pranks or tricks. Quick! Let's end the show before I sneak one in on you. Send me your favorite apps, new categories, whatever you got, to arena@twit.tv. There's also a subreddit for the show where I post categories and ask you to tell me about your favorite apps and why you love them so much. If you have input on some of your favorite apps, head on over to androidapparena.reddit.com and share them with me. I'd really appreciate it. You can follow me on Google Plus for my random Android-related ramblings. Sometimes I talk about all that Android, sometimes about this show, and sometimes about nothing at all. Just search for me there. You'll find me. I host a live viewing party of each week's episode where I'm always on set to answer any questions you might have about the apps in the show or really anything Android. And that happens every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Tonight at live.twit.tv. And of course, if you missed this live taping, each week's episode will appear later in the evening on the site and in the feed. So those details can all be found at the show page. That's twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.